to supply my every need. I lean on you. I heard the battle raging, then I prayed till victory came. There have been times I really thought, Lord, you don't even know my name.
But I've been blessed, and I've been down to where I didn't know what to do. But in the times of joy and sorrow, Lord, I've learned to lean on you.
I lean on you, Lord. I lean on you, Lord. For the things that I need, I lean on you.
When I don't know just what to do, I got faith you're going to see me through.
To supply my every need, I lean on you. To supply my every need, I lean on you.
Isn't it a wonderful thing this morning that we have Jesus that we can lean on? Isn't it a wonderful thing we have Jesus that we can lean on this morning? Amen. Thank God for Jesus. I do not see how people get through this life without the Lord. And so good to be here this morning. Good to see each and every one of you on this overcast Sunday. But the S-O-N is shining on the inside of Calvary, and we are so very thankful and grateful that the Lord is meeting with us where there's two or three gathered together in His name. There he is in the middle. There he is in the midst. And so we know that Jesus is with us this morning. And we are so looking forward to the service. And I hope you are as well. Today is graduation Sunday. And let's give a round of applause for those who have graduated. And this morning, I believe we have two out of three with us to walk this morning. But we understand things change, things happen. But we are so very proud of Charlie, Martin, Chrissy Carden, and Christian Busby. So very proud of them and for their graduation time, and appreciate them. I want to roll right into some things. We've got a lot going on this morning and a lot to do. So let me just start giving it to you. After choir comes down, we're going to honor our graduates at that time, and then of course we will have our message just following that. I do want to say, if you would just hold your place in your seat after our invitation, I have an announcement to make at the end of service this morning, and so if you would just after invitation, we normally stand during invitation, so I'll just ask you to take your seat and just hang around just for a few moments as I make a special announcement at that time. So remember that. Also remember CLU today at 3:30. And ladies, you'll be meeting in the sanctuary. It's going to be a special CLU meeting this afternoon at 3:30, meeting in the sanctuary. So just remember that if you would. Choir practice?
Yes,
4:30. 4:30 choir practice. Remember that, choir, as we prepare for the evening service tonight. I know that some won't be here tonight. There's a graduation over at Grace tonight. There's graduations everywhere, and a lot of them are tonight. And so there'll be some not here this evening. So just remember that when you're coming to church tonight. The crowd may look a little different. I do want to say Saturday outreach, this coming up Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Meet me in the fellowship hall, and we're going to continue our outreach right across the street in that neighborhood there. Last time we had outreach, I was able to witness to James and Shirley Townsend and knocked on their door. I forgot it was their house, and then there stood James. And so what a blessing. Speaking of the Townsend, please remember Miss Shirley. She's had some battle being sick for some time now. I was hoping they would be here this morning. They're not here, but I'm sure they're watching. So just remember them, both James and Shirley Townsend, if you would. And then, of course, next Sunday night, we'll be downstairs, our Sunday night fellowship. We'll have our dinner devotion, or at least some type of food, and our devotion at 5 o'clock downstairs. And so just remember that. Also, please remember in prayer, Miss Diane Ely. She's supposed to be going for back surgery sometime in June. I want to get together. I want to call her, and she's going to have a more of a definite date closer to June. But just remember her on that. She was with us last Sunday, but she is having back surgery. The same back surgery Bro Snyder had, this last one. Same back doctor that did his, doing hers. And so remember that. Then lastly, let's see, Mike Baker, you had a birthday this week. Happy birthday to you. Is that right? At least I seen it on Facebook. I don't know. Is that right? Okay. If it's on Facebook, it has to be right. Thank you, Brother Randy. So,
Ceylon has a birthday on Wednesday, I believe.
Thursday. All right. Happy birthday, Ceylon, on Thursday. Now, okay, listen. We would love to mention everybody's birthdays all the time. What we do is we make sure that if there's a birthday on a Sunday, we like to mention those specifically. And so from Georgia to Peru, happy birthday, Brother Don Rich. And so we appreciate you. We love you. Hope you have a great, great birthday today. All right. You ready to worship? Say amen. We have met together this morning for a purpose. You're probably wondering why we got a weed eater, a leaf blower, baskets of fruit. I'll have to get into that later. I ain't got time right now. All right, let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you this morning for who you are, for what you do. And Father, I just pray for a special touch from God upon the service this morning. I pray a special touch upon Brother Randy as he plays the keyboard. Brother Allen, as he directs. Don't know what we have in the program as far as singing, but thank you, Lord, for what these men have done so far today. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless this time of togetherness as we honor our graduates, Lord, as we preach your word. Lord, I know that you have something to tell us today. So we get out of the way. We yield ourselves to you. Use us as a vessel for your honor and your glory. And if there's someone here this morning that doesn't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, not just trying to speak the lingo this morning, I mean it. Let them get saved, Lord. Let them call upon you for salvation. And Lord, as always, I pray that you'll move on hearts to help minister at the altar. Let us never let anyone pray by themselves, but always attend the altar. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name I do pray. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Amen. Brother Harold, do you have something to say? Oh. All right.
All right. Church, if you'll stand, choir, if you'll stand with me. We tried our best this morning to try and pick out a couple of songs that we feel like might be somewhat toward graduation this morning. I hope you noticed the message in the song this morning. It says, "I lean on you, Lord." So if you're graduating this morning, there's one thing that we will pray, and that is that you will learn to lean on the Lord. You're going to need him in the days to come. Amen. Here's another song kind of goes right along with that this morning. That is this. If you're graduating this morning, there's one thing for sure. You have gained a great victory. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe more for the parents. You have gained a great victory. And we're going to sing about that this morning. Page 120. Everybody turn over and let's sing about the victory we have in Jesus. All right, everyone sing now. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I pass now. For I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Choir, you can be seated as well. Again, it's so good to see you in the house of the Lord. If we have anyone that's visiting with us for the first time, I don't see anyone. Try to always catch that so we can send you out a little something from the church, let you know we appreciate you being here. But it looks like everybody's home folk this morning. And if you visited with us more than once, you have now become home folk. Amen. But it is great to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. We're going to try and move pretty quick. I want to make sure that Pastor has plenty of time to use all these tools that he brought with him this morning. And that looks a whole lot like work around my house. And anyway, we'll move on. I'm excited, looking forward to what the message is for us this morning. And we're going to get into our graduation here in just a few moments. But it's great to see you in the house of the Lord today. And I know that the Lord's going to do some great things. So let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Please remember all the prayer requests that we have. A lot of folks going through some hard times. We want to lift them in prayer this morning. So let's ask the Lord to be with us. Father, we love you. And how we praise you, and Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to be in your house today. Lord, we don't take that for granted. Lord, we are thankful. Lord, we really know that we're blessed to be here today. Lord, I pray that you would be with the prayer requests, those spoken as well as those that are unspoken. Lord, I pray that you would, Lord, just be in this time, Lord, as we celebrate the lives that are graduating today, some from the youngest on up to the oldest graduate. Lord, you know exactly what they're going to need in their lives in the days to come. And Lord, I pray that you just, Lord, be with our pastor this morning. Speak through him, Lord, what we need to hear. Now bless the offering, Lord. You know exactly what is needed here at Calvary. Lord, we pray that you'd fill this place with your Holy Spirit. Lord, if there's someone here today that doesn't know you as Savior, may they come to know you as the Lord of their life. Lord, and when we leave this place, we'll be able to say that it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. We'll praise you, Lord. We'll thank you for all that's accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen.
good to be here this morning, and we want to just take a moment and honor those who have graduated from the least grade to the greatest grade. So this morning, first we have, give me 1 second, get all set up here. Got 1,000 notes everywhere. All right, we have Charlie Martin, graduate of Summit Baptist Christian Academy, preschool graduate.
This is for you, young lady. We love you. We are so proud of you.
Good job, baby. Everybody give her a round of applause. What a blessing. What a blessing. All right. We have Miss Chrissy Carden, graduate of Chattahoochee Technical College, associate's degree in interdisciplinary studies. Miss Chrissy Carden. Of course, I don't think Brother Christian was able to be here this morning, but lastly, we do have Christian Busby, graduate of Kennesaw State University, bachelor's in construction management. Proud of him, and we have a gift for Brother Christian and from the church. And so let's give another round of applause for our graduates. Okay, I think Miss Christie has something she wants to share briefly.
I just wanted to, had it on my heart all week, but looking at these two graduates, it's a little emotional for me this morning, too. My dear friend Amanda, she, as soon as she gave birth to Charlie, she was with me in Sunday school, and she has been for 5+ years, and Charlie's very, very dear to me and very precious. I call her my little Matilda. If you know anything about Matilda, Matilda's a little genius. And sometimes she'll even ask me questions. I said, Charlie, let me study that out a little more, and I'll get back to you next Sunday. And then I look at Chrissy, Chrissy Carden. She's such a blessing. Words cannot even begin to express just how much she means to me and my family. And, you know, there may be a Wednesday night I've had to work over. Yes. At Print Pack or whatever, and Christy's always a phone call away, always willing, such a servant's heart, and I just appreciate that so much about her. And I know Christian's not here, and I'll say about Christian as well. Christian is always has such a servant's heart as well, and always willing to help out if I need something unloaded out of the car or whatnot on a Wednesday night. And real quick, these tools down here, Justin. Justin said, if Christian's here this morning, he's gonna think he's getting used lawn equipment for his graduation gift. But yeah, these ladies here, they're just absolutely precious, and I just am just so honored to know them.
Amen. You can take your seat. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you so very much. All right. Children's church dismissed at this time. It's good to be here this morning, and it's good to have LC and his fiance with us this morning, and Also good to see Dion and Elna. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, last Sunday seen Miss Elna. But they've been around the world and back. And literally around the world and back. And pretty sure y'all had some good food going to those spots. Authentic food. And I believe, what, one of the stops was Italy, something like that. And just to name one of many. And so we followed you. We followed you on Facebook. And but anyway, so good to have you guys back with us and this morning. Let's take our Bibles this morning, if we could, for a few moments and make our way to John chapter 15, the Gospel of John. John chapter 15. I want to bow for a word of prayer, kind of slow things down a bit. Again, after our invitation time, if you just hang around for a few moments while we share something with you, an announcement to make. Father, we love you today. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, for all things. God, I pray for the next few moments you would control my mind, Lord. I pray that you'd give me a clear head and a calm heart. You have something you want to say today. And so, Father, I don't want to hinder that. I pray that you bring to my mind the things we've studied and thought about and pondered on. Make it real this morning as it was real yesterday. And, Father, we'll just thank you and praise you for what you do. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. And amen. Just setting the stage here on what's going on in John chapter 15 so we can get an understanding before we read any verses. Jesus is giving his disciples some next steps in this chapter and also surrounding chapters. Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross and finish his work he came to do. He has taught his disciples for 3.5 years. He has guided them, instructed them, and taught them. So now he's giving them some next steps in their journey. And so with that said this morning, I want to preach for a few moments on this subject. Next steps. Next steps. This message is for our graduates, but also this message is for all of us. Because I don't know of anyone in this room that doesn't have to make any decisions in the near future, that doesn't have to make any choices, that doesn't have to navigate down some pathway. And so, what's the next steps for our graduates? What's the next steps in life for you? Which way do you turn right now in your life? Which way do you go right now at this point in your life? What steps do you make? So I believe this morning there's some things in these verses that will help us understand what steps we need to make. So this morning, notice with me, if you would, John chapter number 15 and verse number 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. I'm going to stop reading there. That's reading John chapter number 15, verse number 1 through 5. What's the next steps for the graduates? What's the next steps for the rest of us? This morning I want to try to answer that question, and we may have to extend this message to tonight, potentially. We'll just have to see. Next steps. I want to give you four things from this chapter, from these verses that pertain to our subject this morning. Number one, when it comes to next steps in life, I see a picture here in verse number 5. When it comes to next steps, there's a picture involved. There's a picture here Jesus wants us to see. Notice, if you would, verse number 5, that first phrase. I am the vine, ye are the branches. This is a picture of relationship. He's the vine, we are the branches. And so he gives us an illustration, a parable, if you will, of his relationship with his disciples. Why is this important, Brother Justin? I'll tell you why. This is important because he's getting ready to go away. And he wants his disciples to know, though he may be gone in body, they are still connected in position. Notice again, verse number 5. I, Jesus, am the vine. Ye, you are the branches. And so there was a connection there that would not go away. Although Jesus would go away and the disciples would remain and continue on their journey, they were still connected. And so Jesus wants his disciples to understand this, that when I go away, we are still connected. So this morning we see that we are connected to the Lord. Those who are saved are branches and he's the vine. So he is the life-giving source. We are connected to him. Everything that you are and everything that you need is to be found in Jesus the vine. He gives the nutrients. He gives the nourishment that we need to succeed and be all that we could possibly be and desire to be or dream to be. He's the vine and we're the branches. He wants his disciples. He wanted his disciples to see this picture. Remember, graduates. Remember, church. The same Jesus that walked with them and taught them, although he left, they were still connected to him. Why is this important? Why does this even matter this morning? Well, no matter what area of life you find yourself in, no matter what facet you're approaching, you are still connected to him. And I don't know about you, but that brings great comfort to me, knowing that I can't see him. Sometimes I can't feel him. But the scripture says that he's the vine, and I am a branch in that vine. He gives nutrients and he gives nourishment to me. No matter what I may be going through, the ups, the downs, no matter what facet of life I may be in, I may be going through a new season in my life I've never experienced before. I may be just doing something altogether new. It does not matter as long as I'm connected to him positionally. Graduates, if you're saved, you're connected to him. Church members, if you're saved, you're connected to him. We are connected to him. He's the vine, and we're the branches. And so Jesus here, he gives some next steps in this chapter and surrounding chapters, and he really wanted his disciples to know, although I'm leaving, we are still connected. It's all about relationship this morning. Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? And if you do, you are connected. And so number one, when it comes to next steps, there's a picture involved. But I want to go a step further. Not only there's a picture involved, but there's a proposal involved. A proposal. When it comes to next steps, there's a proposal involved. Notice what he says in verse number 5. That second line, that second phrase. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. He that abideth in me, and I in him. He's telling us here that we are to abide in him. He's given us a proposal. If you do this, you will produce. If you do not do this, you will not produce. And so he says, abide. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. The word abide here, it means to stay with or remain. So he says, abide, or he says, he that abideth, he that stays with me or remains with me will produce. This morning, while we are connected to him positionally, there's a practical side to this, and that is to involve him in our daily lives. Involve Jesus. Stay with him. Remain with him. Talk to him. Read his word. Follow his lead. Don't forget about him. Abide in him. Listen to this. Keep the ropes of your relationship tight. How are the ropes in the relationships in your life? Is there any slack in your relationship rope concerning Jesus? Is there any slack in your marital rope? Is there any slack in your parental rope? Moms and dads and grandparents, grandpas and grandmas, family and friends. How's the lines in your life? The ones who have tight lines know they have a fish. Pretty sure I'm not the only one who likes fishing in here this morning. And there's one thing about fishing you got to understand. You got to keep the line tight. If you have any slack in that line and it's just kind of floating on the water, you can be getting the biggest bite of your life and not even realize it. I think sometimes the Lord is tugging our lines, Brother Ceylon. But there's so much slack in our lines, we can't identify his tugs. Jesus this morning is throwing out the line and he is tugging at your line. Is your line tight this morning? Is it tight? The ones who have tight lines know they have a fish. No loose lines in your relationship with God this morning. No loose lines in your relationships with your spouse. No loose lines in the relationships with your mom, your dad. Again, grandma, grandpa, family, friends, stay connected. We need each other this morning. Look at it this way. Don't be afraid to tug on God's line when you need him. Don't be afraid to tug on your spouse's line when you need them. Don't be afraid to tug on mom's line, dad's line, friend's line, or the church line when you need them. Those lines are there for you. Tug on those lines. And on the contrary, keep those lines tight so you can feel a tug. How are your lines this morning? And so he gives us a proposal. He says, he that abideth or stays or remains with me, in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And so the proposal is to abide so you can produce. But we've got to have tight lines. We've got to have a tight line to know we've got a fish. We've got to have a tight line with God so we know He's speaking to us. We've got to have a tight line with fellow men so we'll know how to conduct and operate relationships and fellowship. We just got to have all lines tight. Any loose lines in your life? Don't do what some have done and said. Listen. Some have said, I don't need help. I've got this. I can reel in this problem. Or I can get this hook out of my life. And they didn't, and now their ship has sunk and they're at the bottom of the ocean. People sink ships when they don't have control over their life. People lose the biggest catch when they don't have tight lines. Let us not be afraid to ask for help when we feel like we're going down. Let us connect with God, but also let us connect with people. Connect with people. So there's a proposal here. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. There's a third thing I want to mention. Not only a proposal this morning, but number three, there's a purge involved when it comes to next steps in life. Notice if you would in verse number two. Verse number two says this. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. There is a purge at different times of life that takes place. When it comes to next steps, there's a purge involved. Next steps has to do with a picture, a proposal, but also a purge. The word purge here, it means to cleanse, but it also means to prune. And so he's saying that there are seasons of life that require pruning. Jesus says that there are steps, times, seasons in life where purging or pruning is involved. These times of purging or pruning involve cleansing, which may involve pain, heartache, and even sorrow. We could call these growing pains. Someone said, I read this quote and I liked it, so I wrote it down. The tougher the challenge, the greater the growth. The tougher the challenge, the greater the growth. There's times we induce our own pain. There's times we induce our own pruning, and there's pain in our life, and it's induced by us. We're so quick to blame the devil. We're so quick to even blame God. And some may be here this morning reaping the consequences of things that you've done in your own personal life. God ain't got nothing to do with it. And it's painful. But then there's other times in life where God induces our times of difficulty. God is pruning us. God is purging us. There's some pain in our life. We didn't ask for it. We didn't want it to happen. It's just happening. And God can use both to bear much fruit in our life. I don't always do everything I should do. Sometimes I drop the ball. Guess what? You drop the ball too sometimes. None of us do everything we should do all the time. And so there are seasons of life. There are times when God, he prunes us. He begins to purge some things out of our life. And again, the tougher the challenge, the greater the growth. He has fruit in mind by doing so. Again, verse number two, middle ways down. And every branch that beareth fruit. These are the ones who are bearing fruit, the ones who are living for the Lord. those who are serving God and doing the best they can, those get purged too. He purgeth it that it may bring forth more fruit. And the blessing is that God can use both to bear more fruit in our life. The times that we've done right, the times we've done wrong, He can work everything together for good. Now, in the world of landscaping, there are some things that are involved to maintain a beautiful yard. Do we have anybody that cuts grass every day? I know we've got a couple of landscapers, Christian Busby, Brother CJ. But you cut your own grass? Anybody in here cut your own grass? Man, me and Brother Tim, Sal, LC, Larry. We've got some hands in waving in the crow's nest up there. There's some things involved to maintain a beautiful yard. Number one, edging the concrete, weed eating. And so I brought my weed eater this morning. I figure, well, this get their attention. And so I go out there. I move my grass cutting days to Tuesday. I used to do it on Thursday or Friday, but something happened and I had to do it on a Tuesday, and it works out better. Got the weekend free to study. But I get out there, and I'm a weed eater. In fact, you take this attachment off. I have an edger blade. I first edge, and then I get this thing on there, and I'm weed eating. I'm, woo! Yeah! Can't wait till this is over. And so there's weed eating involved. I didn't want to bring my lawnmower in the church. Okay, that's a little bit overboard. I debated within myself several times about this, but pretty sure y'all would trust me with a weed eater. So no lawnmower. It one specific time, I was like, well, should I call Brother CJ, ask him to bring his zero turn up here? We'll just bring that thing into church. No. So there's weed eating involved, but there's definitely mowing involved. There's mowing. I have a push mower. I have one self-propelled. I got a standard as well. The best are zero turns. So you cut the grass, you edge, you weed eat, you cut the grass, and then you blow off the driveway. I do it like that every time too. It's like I'm loading up a gun. I put my work in. I put that battery, full battery, just like that. And then I get out here. Look at it, look. Woo, Brother Harold. And so you leaf blow, or you blow it off. Oh, I forgot something. Hey, this might be good on that hallway we got out there. The hardwoods. And so you blow it off, right? That's the best part. You blow it off. And then you have a nice yard. But on occasion, there's trimming involved or pruning. I kept these inside the pulpit. Anybody need a haircut? Come on. You know you want that skin fade. Ladies, I cut them locks off. So these are my pruners. And the bushes at my house grow so fast, I'm nearly out there every week. And I'm... And there's some wild things growing. I don't know what they are. They're in the front. And, I mean, I can cut them, and that afternoon they're growing back. And I'm just like... But there's certain times of year when you actually have to prune. That's a type of pruning, type of clipping, but there's times where you actually prune. I got what you call, I didn't bring them this morning, called loppers. And the end is about that big. And what you do is you put it around the base or the desired place of that limb at certain times of year, and you prune it. Most of the time, it's in my estimation, I've done landscaping for a number of years, that around late winter, and you have crepe myrtles, you would prune those crepe myrtles. and you would get right where they're dead, right where the growth stopped, right where they were dead at your desired spot, and you would just notch it in right there, and you would just... What would happen if you didn't prune them, you let them grow? Well, there'll be some growth there, but nothing like the new growth. Nothing like when you prune, and that sap and that open air and the sunshine and change of season all works together. It just pushes out new growth. And you know what the Lord's doing in our lives? He is wanting to push out new growth. And so sometimes we do things in our life that causes pain. But other times there's things that happen in our life we did not ask for. God providentially has allowed it to happen, and it hurts. But God can take both ends of the spectrum, the things we've caused, the things we didn't cause, and allow new growth. But we have to comply with Him. We have to abide in Him. And so my question this morning is, what needs to be pruned from your life? What is it that you need to cut out of your life so that there could be new growth? I don't know. There may be someone that is thinking, well, I think I need to change jobs. This job is holding me back. Well, this morning you may need to... There may be a relationship. I'm not speaking about marriage here. I'm not for divorce. But there may be a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship in life, and it may be holding you back, and you may have to say, you know what? I broke my pruners. Man, I don't know my own strength sometimes. I say that humbly. There may be some relationships, non-marriage relationships, that may need to be severed. There may need to be some non-marriage relationships that just may need to be encouraged and nurtured. There's some things in life that we just need to get rid of. So what is it this morning? And so we see a purge. When it comes to next steps in life, there is a purge here. There's a purge. Verse number 2. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And so there's a purge. But then, lastly, I want to mention this. There's a product as well. A product. Look at verse number 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. When it comes to next steps, there's a product involved. The natural product of a vine is fruit. It's fruit. Now, there's 3 fruit baskets here. And just pay attention to this. In verse number 2, there is fruit in the fruit basket. In verse number 2 as well, in the latter part, there is more fruit in some fruit baskets. And in verse number 5, there is much fruit in some fruit baskets. There's 3 fruit baskets here. Fruit, more fruit, much fruit. Of course, he does say there's also no fruit. We never stop growing. We all have different basket sizes, and it's all for the glory of God. So this morning, let's do a basket check. Let's do a basket check. First, look in your own baskets. So Christy and Charlie brought this up this morning. Little fruit basket, which is cutesy. And there's fruit in here. There's grapes, pear, orange, strawberry. You know, there's some things for a hamburger, it looks like, in here. There's lettuce, tomato, toast. There's lemons in here. It's a fruit basket. But also, while at Target yesterday, Lily and I, we picked up picked up a bag of cuties. And so there are some cuties, some oranges, mandarins, whatever it's called, mandarins, in this fruit basket. 3-pound bag of fruit here. And so my question to you this morning is there any fruit in your basket? We're doing a basket check. Look in your basket, the basket of your heart and the basket of your mind. Is there any fruit there for God? Now, the Bible says in Galatians 5:22, don't turn there, I'll just give it to you, the fruits of the Spirit or the Christian is this: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Verse 23 says meekness and temperance. And so this morning in your life, do you have any love there? Are you expressing love to the brethren? Are you expressing love to your Savior? Are you expressing love to your family? Is there love in your fruit basket? Is there joy in your fruit basket? Are you a happy Christian? Are you content with Jesus? Is there gentleness in your fruit basket? Is there peace? Is there long-suffering? Is there goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance? What's in your fruit basket this morning? Do you have those things? Do you have fruit in your fruit basket? Now, are there any fruits in your fruit basket, or do you have flesh in your baskets? Is it a fruit basket or a flesh basket? Turn with me, if you would, to Galatians chapter number 5 at this time. Galatians 5 in verse number 19. Do you have a fruit basket or a flesh basket? Verse number 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Do you have a flesh basket? Is your heart filled with these things? These are not the characteristics. This is not the nature of a born-again Christian. We can do these things. These things can happen, but it is not the natural nature of a born-again Christian. The natural nature of the born-again Christian has to do with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And so these things are characteristics of how we used to live and used to operate. It's not our natural tendencies anymore. That's why the Bible says, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It's not natural. It's not a natural characteristic of a believer. He's talking about lost people here. And of course, he mentions the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there are no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The moment we got saved, our old man was crucified. Our sins were forgiven, past, present, and future. But still, if we're not walking in the Spirit, we can do these things, though not the natural characteristics of a believer. So what kind of basket do you have this morning? A flesh basket or a fruit basket? Even if we have fruit in our baskets, I'm sure there's room for more fruit so that we can get to a place of much fruit. So there's different baskets. In fact, yes, there's four baskets actually. There's a basket with no fruit, then there's a basket with fruit, much fruit, or more fruit than much fruit. So do you have any fruit in your basket this morning? a product, and the product is fruit. Is fruit. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. The next steps for all of us is bearing more fruit. Being a little more loving, a little more caring, a little more kind, a little more long-suffering, a little more gentle, a little more patient. All of those things. So this morning we see a product here. We see a purge. We see a proposal and then we see a picture. Again, Jesus was on his way to the cross and he was talking about some next steps. Surrounding chapters have more instruction in detail, but he just wanted them to know his relationship with him, with the disciples, although he was leaving. He wanted them to know. He wanted them to know the next steps for their journey. And so all of these things are wrapped up into this story this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you. We did our very best. I pray that you'd use it to be a blessing to somebody this morning and a help. In Jesus' name, we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. If you need to come this morning, would you come? Would you come and do business with the Lord?
Just as I am, without one plea.
Come and do business with the vine dresser this morning. Truth be known, we all could come to the altar. We all could come. But maybe you're here and you just need to come and just say, Lord, I give myself to you, this situation to you, Lord. Prune what you have to prune. Touch what you have to touch. Just, Father, give me grace for the way. Give me grace for the journey. Whatever the case may be, you come if you need to come this morning. There may be some here that you're going through a great time in life. You may just want to come and praise the Lord for that. Whatever case it may be. If you're lost this morning and you need to be saved, come forward. We'll meet you here.
Of one dark blood to thee, whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come.
We still have our invitation. These are praying. No time for you if you need to come this morning. God spoke to your heart. You need to come. Come. Come.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome our.
No rush, no hurry. This is why we're here.
Because thy promise.
Pray. If you need to come, guys, you can come. Just playing softly, letting the Lord lead. This morning, the vine dresser is working. He is wanting to work in your life and mine. Not rushing, not hurrying, giving everybody the time they need this morning.
morning for what he does, for being God the gardener. He takes care of us, doesn't he? Sometimes things are painful. Sometimes we cause our own pain. Sometimes we have no control over it, and pain enters in. But God is faithful. He is faithful. He will see us all through all of life's ups and downs, and I praise the Lord for that. You may take your seat for just a moment. I said there was something I need to share, and so we're going to do that right now.